call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Bible. Sit down and see yourself. Walk yourself through some things until you can see it. It'll take you far. You know, there was I call it an experiment with basketball players. They took a team of 10, I believe it was. I may not be quoting exactly right, but you'll get the understanding. And they had them practice free throws every day. You know, I forget how many they shot, but they were shooting free throws every day. They took 10 others, and they set them in the locker room and had them visualize shooting free throws and making free throws. Same, they did that for a whole month. The ones that were in the locker room never shot free throws. The ones that were in the gym, shot free throws every day. When they compared the two, after they shot, all of them shot, they were almost exactly even. Because the ones that visualized had just about the same percentage as the ones that were actually shooting the free throws. But they were able to visualize. They were able to see themselves making the free throws. Do you see yourself failing? Do you see yourself average, or my favorite word now, mediocre? Do you see, how do you see? It's, you know, we want people to see us well, but at the end of the day, it's not what somebody thought about you. It's what you think. Not what somebody feels about you. How do you feel? When you look at that man, that woman in the mirror, how do you feel? What do you see? Do you see prosperity? Do you see youth? I don't care how old you are in age. How many know age is a number? Come on, somebody help me out here. I saw your older folk didn't say the word. Open your mouth, older folks. Come on. Age is a number. All right. Let me hear y'all. It's only a number. You are only as old as you think. I made a statement. I read this in a book. I made a statement, and it really blew me away. Our education is not even the vital or the essential thing. Education is wonderful. I encourage education as much as you can get, but it's not the education that's in your mind. It's the bigness of your thoughts. How big are your thoughts? If you got a third grade education, but you got big thoughts, the big thoughts will take you where your education can't take you. Even if you had a PhD, numerous PhDs, and you don't think big. It's the thinking big. That's why some of us have to check our posse, our relationships, those closest to us, because they don't think like you think. Say amen, lights. Posse is a word they use today. You know, like the Lone Ranger had a posse when they were going out to... We need revival. No, we need resurrection. Back to my point. God first chose his outcome. You got to look all the way to the end. What do you, have you ever thought to the end? What do you want it to look like? This is where it begins. And in process, you have to allow faith in your heart to grow faith or belief in yourself. I can do this through Christ. He will strengthen me. Don't just throw it all on the... No, you're an instrument. You can do this. Tell somebody, you can do this. Look at them again. Tell them, you will do this. All right? So, we looked at how God makes declarations in Isaiah 46:10. Don't go there on the screen. We're just going over this. God declared in from the beginning. But to declare has what we call a causative effect. God didn't call the end from the beginning just because he knew it. He was declaring it because in declaring something, there's a causative effect. It causes something to happen. So God declared in order to bring about something. That's why he says when we decree a thing, we declare, we proclaim, when we prophesy, when we release our breath with words mingled with faith and God's word, then God's word comes in and it won't return void. But it has to accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. So it's imperative that you and I learn and discipline ourselves to speak God's word into our environment over our body. Hello? When we complain, it simply means that we will remain. That's what complain means, to remain. In other words, you ain't going nowhere. The state you're in, you will remain there. Come on, tell somebody, get it. Human nature, the fallen state, the propensity is toward complaining, murmuring, disputing, strife, contention. It's a propensity toward that. That comes easy. Let somebody provoke you. Godzilla will show up. You know it. But the psalmist said, my soul cleaves. See, that's why our soul has to be saved continually, because it'll cleave to the dust, to the earth realm, to the place where Satan dines. He was given dust to eat. He said, my soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me. Give me life according to your word. The word will lift us up out of the dust. When we assemble like this, we lift up out. But the challenge is when you leave here, not to go back to the dust, but to stay up. So that means you have to have a personal relationship. You got to have a relationship outside of this assembly. I'm talking about a relationship with God that is personal, that is daily, that is hourly, that you walk in him. You live in him. You're governed by the laws of the spirit of life. Then you live in another realm. That realm of possibility. Then you can actually see far. And you can, like God, choose your outcome. I'm not talking about just mere words, empty words. Because we know the word, we quote in words. I'm talking about the genuine substance of it. To where there is no wavering. There is no doubt. Tell somebody, you got to see something. And I'm not talking about with these natural eyes. I'm talking about with the spirit eyes. You got to be able to see something and behold it and keep your eyes on it. The second thing, like God, we must believe in our heart what we say will come to pass. What we say will be done. You have to determine the outcome, and then you got to believe what you've determined the outcome to be will come to pass. And look at somebody right now and tell them, God ain't mad at you. Like we hedging in on God's territory. No, he gave us dominion in this realm. And for many of us, he's waiting on us to open our mouth and start declaring some things and do it consistently. Amen. When you don't feel it, because he said you have need of patience, because there are gestation periods. You plant things. There are times where before it comes up, it's working under the soil. And you wait a while. You don't see anything. You don't feel anything. That's not time to give up. That's time to double up. That's time to become more determined. That's time to move closer. That's time to get more busy. With your, amen. Because after a while, boom, it'll come up off the up. You'll see it surface. Tell somebody, you must believe in your heart what you say will be done. See, faith frames in the heart what the outcome is even before it speaks it. That's why, like God, he purposed the outcome first before he spoke, framed it. As we read in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and things that are made were made of things that are not seen. Things that are seen, something to that effect. You got it up there? So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Remember, God first created the light that wasn't seen. And out of that, as the Holy Spirit put life there, when God spoke, the light that wasn't seen came and began to manifest itself as he starts speaking to things. That water receded, seeds start coming up, things started coming to life again. That's how God operates. Now, our heart, this is, I'm going to stay with you and stay beside you and keep prodding you, but our hearts must become fully persuaded. Tell somebody, nothing wavering. It doesn't matter if a strong wind comes along and whoa, you know, you get back to, you know, when the wind stops blowing, get back to where you get back on point. The heart must be fully persuaded. This happens when we meditate. When you meditate on the word. Every one of us needs some kind of quiet time. Whether it's laying in your bed, you know, in your office, in your closet, or wherever, you know, away from it all, so that you can meditate.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.